Well, I want to see that there's additional stimulus for our families. The $1,200 check that really helped families all over this country who desperately needed it. I want to make sure that we've got a next robust round of help for our small business owners. And even those small business owners who received the Paycheck Protection Program in the CARES Act, they're at a point now where they need more help. Want to make sure that people aren't evicted from their homes, whether because they can't make their mortgage payment or their rent. That's incredibly important, but that means we also need help for those folks who own some of the apartments because they need to get paid as well. A critical part of this, the bill that we've been negotiating, is for state and local government. In fact, Alito had the HEROES Act that I supported several weeks ago now that is sitting on the Senate side. Had that passed, let me give you one example. Alito would have received $817,000. So, those are dollars that would replace the motor fuel tax that's not coming in at the same levels as pre-COVID. The property taxes that are lagging, the sales tax. We want to make sure that our firefighters, our police officers, our sanitation workers can continue to get paid. We've also got money in there to help with childcare, support reopening of schools safely, which has been challenging, and also unemployment insurance. So those are probably some of the main components that we actually had in the last bill that we passed that didn't get picked up on the Senate side or signed into law.